Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. It's lying dormant, waiting, and it could reactivate at any time. And while not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful, blistering rash that could last for weeks. Think you're not at risk for shingles? It's time to wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. If you're over 50, talk to your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Strawberry Letter with my good friend Shirley Strawberry.
Thank you, my good friend Junior. Subject,
hey,
why
Shirley.
Did it get...
Quick public service announcement. Okay. I want to say congratulations to the OWN Network and the TV show Ready for Love. They have a new sponsor. They have a brand new sponsor that's joined the show that's providing Tommy's wardrobe. So we want to thank the people from the Ken Collection for all
you know
of Tommy's wardrobe.
Barbie.
The Ken Collection. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. It's everything Ken wore in the new Barbie movie.
All right. Back to the Strawberry Letter, crazy man. Subject, why did he get rid of all our trash? Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been living with my man for 9 years. I won a cruise from being a high roller at the casino. And I took my best girlfriend on the cruise with me. We had a ball on the boat, and there were a lot of fine men, but I didn't fool around with any of them, although I did come close a few times. When I'm on that tequila, there's no telling how I'm going to act. My man knew that my phone service was bad on the water, so we texted a lot. I sent him nude pictures of me in my cabin, and he sent me nudes while he was in the bed. I looked closely at his two pictures and saw three red cups on the nightstand and a bottle of rum. The comforter was off the bed, and there was a McDonald's bag on the floor by the bed. I thought he was being the slob that he normally is, so I texted that he'd better clean up before I got home. I got home a few days later, and I could barely get in the door before he was trying to have sex with me. I was ready, too, because I had had a few drinks on the flight home. And after sex, I got myself together, and we went out to get dinner. I got home with my leftovers and noticed there was some food, some old food in the fridge, so I went to throw it away. I noticed the garbage can was empty. I went to the garbage, and there weren't any trash bags in the trash can. Trash day was the next day, and we usually have at least three bags of trash to put out twice a week. I did not see the McDonald's bag or the three red cups or any other trash. I asked him where all the trash was, and he said there wasn't any trash. I took out my phone and I showed him the pictures of the missing trash. He said he took it to a dumpster. Why did he get rid of the trash? Well, didn't you tell him to clean up before you got home? Well, he did that. He said he took the trash to a dumpster. And you're still complaining. I really, really hate when people try to make problems where there are none. You're trying to find something on him when you clearly said you came very close to fooling around with the fine men on your cruise. What does that mean? Are we supposed to believe you didn't do anything there? I'm sure you want us to believe that. And I know you're thinking he might have had someone over there because of the cubs or the food in the fridge and the trash being gone and all that. You're taking pictures of the trash and all of that. That doesn't mean he did anything. You said he was a slob. He cleaned up the best he could by taking out the trash, putting it in a dumpster. And it is what it is. I mean, after 9 years of living together and being with this man, you still don't trust him. You have nowhere to go with your suspicions, but you don't give him the benefit of the doubt. And I know you want him to know. You don't want him to know about what you were doing on the boat. You're even. You guys are even. You and him, as far as I'm concerned. You're back now. You guys have reconnected. You had sex. You went out to dinner. So I just say, let this one go. Steve?
I'm beyond stunned at your response. I was sitting here going,
I was like, what is wrong with you?
Is this Shirley Strawberry? You know, normally, you know, I got to come in and defend a man. I've never seen you defend a man as hard as you defended this damn dude right here. So now I have to change my entire answer because I don't like my answer to be the same. Why? I'm just going to change my answer because mine, no, Lord.
Uh-oh.
No, well, Lord, because, see, you just gave this guy a pass.
Yeah.
Now, she on this cruise took a girlfriend. She had a ball on the boat. Lot of fine men there. I didn't fool around with any of them, although I did come close a few times.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when I'm on that tequila, ain't no telling how I'm going to act. Well, if ain't no telling how you going to act, let's go on and just tell what really happened then. I got close a few times. What that mean? What that mean? You had your clothes on, you ain't had your clothes on. What you can't close. We can't close. He was on me, I was on him. What? How close? How you almost come close to fooling around? Anyway, ain't no telling how I'm going to act. My man knew my phone service was bad on the water, so we text a lot. Now, you sending naked pictures of you in the cabin. He sending naked while he in the bed. Then you look closely at his two pictures, and you saw three red cups on the nightstand and a bottle of rum. Wait a minute. Three red cups. Mm-hmm. One bottle of rum. That got threesome wrote all over it.
What?
You only need one red cup. Them is solo cups. You ain't got to have one for this and one for that. It was three cups in there. And see, Ray, they all had the same cup, because what we going to switch cups for now? What we worried about who mouth been on this cup? All three of us been in here. Mm-hmm. It is not time to be worried about no, who cup is this? Who cup is this? You know what y'all been in here doing? Three people?
All right, hold on. Finished. We'll have part two of Steve's response. That. Coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, why did he get rid of all our trash? We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Black representation is so important. It lets you know you can dream and realize those dreams. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience.
Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts. Hey, ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month. It's crucial for us, especially as Black women, to focus on our heart health. We pour our heart and soul into every aspect of our lives, but often our own health takes a back seat. That's where Release the Pressure comes in. It's all about us. Black women seeing self-care as an essential act of self-preservation. Whether it's for yourself, your family, or our community, your health is invaluable. Let's help get to our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Here's how you can join in. Head over to iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. Let's make our health a priority. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP today. Together we can make a difference in our health and our lives. Join us and let's take care of our hearts together.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. It's lying dormant, waiting, and it could reactivate at any time. And while not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful, blistering rash that can last for weeks. Think you're not at risk for shingles? It's time to wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. If you're over 50, talk to your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, why did he get rid of all of our trash?
You know, first of all, folks, let me reiterate this. Shirley's answer was in total support of this man. And it just stunned me that she supported this man throughout this letter. So that's normally my job on the show. But since Shirley took it, I got to go and help this woman out now. Now, come to find out, they was exchanging, she went on a cruise with a girlfriend, they was exchanging naked pictures, her and a man back at the house, and in one of the pictures she took, she noticed on the nightstand was a bottle of rum and three red cups, them solo cups, the big plastic ones. You know, you put all types of stuff in there, you know, that's been hood, that's hood drinking for a long time. Well, she get home, and she noticed, also the comforter was off the bed. You can't keep a comforter on the bed once it's more than two people in there.
Why not?
That's a comforter rule.
Oh, is it?
That's because it ain't no room for three people and all these pillows and blankets and all this. Something got to get on the floor.
Yeah.
Because it's no way. It's hard for three people to share a comforter. It's got to get on the floor. Plus, you're in here hot. Because there's three people in there and there's three red cups on the nightstand and a whole bottle of rum. What she needs to do is focus on that picture, see how much of the rum is missing. Because what's the three cups in there for? It was some other people in there. Shirley said it wasn't. Comforter off the bed, McDonald's bag on the floor. That's what they call, what that thing when they call out to get something to eat.
DoorDash.
DoorDash. Uh-huh. Uber Eats, something.
Eats.
All you know.
Grub.
Bring it. Whatever they call. Grub. Grub.
Bring it.
Bring it.
Bring it by.
If you started one, you should call it that. Bring it.
Yeah. Bring it by. Have you called BB to bring it by? And there's a McDonald's bag on the floor. He thought he was being a slob. He normally is. So a few days later, I could barely get in the dough before he tried to have sex with me. I was ready too. Because once again, here she go. Had some drinks on the flight home. Got that tequila up in you. Now, as soon as you got the tequila, you was ready then. But now you're trying to tell us ain't nothing happened on the boat. Girl, stop. You know what the hell happened on that boat. It got buck wild up in there, all them fine men. All right, cool. I got myself together. We went to dinner. You got home with your leftovers and noticed there was some old food in the fridge, so you went to throw it away. And then you looked in the garbage can, and it was empty. I went to the garage, and there weren't any trash bags in the trash can. Trash day is the next day, and we normally have two or three bags. But we didn't have nothing that day. And then she looked in the bag. She didn't see the McDonald's bag or the three red cups. Or any other trash. You didn't see that rum bottle either, did you? Huh? Bet that wasn't in there either. I asked him where all the trash was, and he said it wasn't no trash. That is the truest statement in this whole damn thing. Where is the trash? Ain't no damn trash.
Right.
Then you took out your phone and showed him the pictures of the missing trash. He said he took it to the dumpster.
Yeah.
The next statement he made was true. Why did he get rid of the trash? First of all, let's quit calling this trash and call it what it really is.
What?
This is evidence.
Yes.
This ain't trash. This is evidence. That's like when the mob finna go up for murder and then the witnesses start missing. See, you gonna get rid of any star witness, and the star witness in your story was the trash. Three red Solo cups, bottle of wine. You know, can't hard to see lipstick on the red Solo cup. That's the key. You wants to wear red Solo cups because you're hard to see lipstick on a red Solo cup, no matter what shade it is. Unless you date a woman that wear black lipstick, and I do not care for that.
What about you? That's not in the letter.
In the words of my father, Slick Harvey, don't nobody want no black mouth woman. I just some stuff he would say.
Okay.
Come on, boy, go on. Boy, don't nobody want no black mouth woman.
What? That's interesting. That's interesting.
Yeah, because the only time you saw a woman with black mouth when she was playing a witch in a play.
Oh, that was it.
Dog lipstick wasn't out then. You know, bright red was the color. That was very, very, you know, shaky back then. Bright red. That was the color. You knew you couldn't wear that to church. Oh, she got the hussy mouth, I see. You know. So he took it to the dumpster. Why did he get rid of the trash? Well, lady, it wasn't trash. It was evidence. He got rid of all the evidence. And you have nothing except a picture. But then you told him he better clean the house up before you get back. Now, he did what you asked him to do. So now he has created the perfect storm. You can get mad at him if you want to. But he done got rid of all the evidence. So, what do we have here, folks? Let's break this down. You have wasted your time writing this strawberry letter.
Post your comments on today's strawberry letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on the free iHeartRadio app. Free never sounded so good. Download it today. Now, coming up at 46 minutes after the hour, it's Junior with Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hey ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.